Indiana businesses pay what's called a personal property tax on their equipment, everything from staplers to steel forges. It's a tax neighboring states have either eliminated or scaled back, and Indiana lawmakers are considering doing the same. I spoke with economist Michael Mazurov of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. He says Indiana is not the first state to propose cutting a tax on business equipment.
Well, it's just part of a broader trend of believing that reducing business taxes is something that will significantly boost state economic growth, but it won't work.
Why not?
Because state and local taxes paid by businesses are a very, very small share of their total expenses. The state and local taxes are no more than 3 to 4% of total business expenses on average, and their influence on where business chooses to locate or invest is just completely swamped by interstate differences in energy costs and wage costs and costs of transportation and so on. You know, one thing that's really notable about Indiana is Indiana has one of the lowest percentages of its adult workforce that's gone through college. And I think there's just growing awareness that if you want to create good jobs and you want to attract the businesses of tomorrow, you need a highly educated workforce. And it would impairing the state's ability to fund education through eliminating this tax, which substantially goes to fund K-12 education, is just completely in the wrong direction.
For those small businesses, getting rid of it, at least on that end, might have some benefit because it's just we're not getting that much out of it and it's probably hurting them on some level. I mean, is there some logic in that argument for getting rid of it, you know, maybe on for small businesses because it's just not substantially helpful to the overall levy that we're getting from it?
Well, no, I don't think that argument makes very much sense at all because you're just frittering away a substantial amount of revenue to put a little bit of additional, you know, money in the bank accounts of businesses that, you know, it's so little revenue that it's not enough to allow them to, you know, pay for more than a few hours of additional work of a few workers. It's not going to create jobs. It's just very, you know, kind of penny-wise, pound-foolish thing to do to fritter away so much revenue.
The example that I've heard is like, why would you incentivize a bank to pay another teller when you really need that bank to buy an ATM? Now, the ATM is going to be subject to the business personal property tax, but the teller isn't going to do the work that you want the ATM to do. It's not going to be open 24 hours and dispense bills on demand and stuff like that. I mean, what's wrong with that logic?
Well, of course, part of the logic is that if you incentivize businesses to invest more in machinery and equipment, that's much more likely to eliminate jobs than it is to create jobs. So if you're concerned about job creation, it's not necessarily clear at this point, given the slack in the economy, that you want to incentivize businesses to invest more in machinery and equipment rather than hire people. But, you know, going back to the larger point, this tax is a really insignificant expense for businesses. It's not going to have much of an incentive effect. And there are much better uses for the revenue, and in particular, improving Indiana's education system.
Michael Mazurov is a senior fellow at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington, D.C. And for State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.